This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Day by day!
Day by day!
We get better and better!
We get better and better!
Till we get
beat!
Till
we get beat!
Boom! Beat!
What
time is it?
Game time!
NFL insider Mike Florio with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to our friend Mike Florio, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Michael, good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing well.
We are all pumped up because we got the schedule. We got the Bears. We got everybody jumping in, people all excited. Vegas says 8.5. That seems fairly reasonable. They were 5-12 last year. They obviously fell apart at different points, had coaching issues. They've upgraded seemingly in the offseason. I thought it was really interesting, Mike, that apparently the Minnesota Vikings also 8-5 in Vegas. For some reason, that just surprises me a little bit.
Well, with a new quarterback who's unproven and who suffered a season-ending injury in his only preseason appearance, I think that it's sensible. And the over-under for teams is a reflection of the betting trends. What do people think? And it moves up and down. And look, we never know who's going to be good. We never know who's going to be bad. The thing that I find fascinating more than anything else about the NFL schedule, they make predictions based upon who they think will be good, and they give them extra primetime games, even if that team has done nothing to merit being disrupted in their usual routine. Now, think about this. If you are a team, now there used to be a requirement that everybody had at least one primetime game, everybody had one short week game, and only one short week game between Sunday and Thursday. Now it's about coming up with the best way to get maximum eyeballs on as many standalone windows as possible. And it creates a competitive imbalance. You're going to have teams like the Titans, Browns, and Saints that never have to worry about playing short week or prime time this year. They can go about their business. They can create a routine. Look at the Texans 2 years ago. Nobody even noticed they were closing in on winning the division. They were playing at 1 o'clock Eastern every single Sunday. There's a benefit to that. And it's one thing to take the Chiefs and the Eagles who got to the top of the mountain last year and say, you're going to be playing all sorts of crazy times, prime time. The Chiefs have like 8 or 9 standalone games this year. But to take a team like the Bears, take a team like the Falcons, who has 5 primetime games, the Dolphins, who haven't done jack diddly squat, and I don't know why the league would think they're going to do it this year, and load them up with a bunch of these big games, I don't think that's fair. But they're betting on these teams being good, but they're making it harder for them to be good by putting them in all of these primetime standalone games.
Mike, given your affection for and knowledge of the Minnesota Vikings, I'm curious what you think about that opening game, Monday Night Football in Chicago against the Bears, the beginning of the Ben Johnson era. I think it's a tough matchup for the Bears, but I also understand why some people may look at that as a welcome opportunity because J.J. McCarthy is a relative unknown. He's going to be essentially playing his rookie year. What do you think of that matchup?
I think there's always a risk in facing a young quarterback without having film on him. And we'll often see a guy who starts for the first time for the first 4, 5, or 6 weeks, things might go well. And then when there's enough film to really get into the nuances of what he does well, what he doesn't do well, what he likes to do, what he doesn't like to do, it's easier to game plan for him. Now, the Bears, I assume, will just game plan for a system, but you can't really game plan for the player. You can go back and look at what he did at Michigan, but you know, Kevin O'Connell's going to have something whipped up that isn't really going to be, I think, as obvious until you see it. And you look at the Vikings in recent years, and this is one area where they really need to improve. By the time they get to the postseason, it's too easy to crack the code on everything they do. Early in the season, you don't know what they're doing. So I think that's a benefit for the Vikings if J.J. McCarthy can play. And, you know, the same thing applies to the Bears. We don't know what Ben Johnson's offense with Caleb Williams is going to look like. It might look a lot different than the offense with Jared Goff, because Caleb Williams is a guy who can make the off-schedule plays. We've heard Ben Johnson talk about that. So there's a different dynamic facing the Vikings week one than if it was Bears-Vikings, whenever their rematch is going to be. They'll know each other better, and there'll be more film to more reliably prepare for what you're going to face. It makes for an exciting game on Monday night because nobody really knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think that one of the fun elements of the game is, you know, almost this side show of who's the better quarterback whisperer. Is it Kevin O'Connell or Ben Johnson? You know, both guys working with a quarterback for the first time. I get it. They're from the same draft class, but we haven't seen anything as of yet from the Vikings quarterback. So it just is a fun little thing to have as a kind of a sidelight.
And, you know, if J.J. McCarthy pans out, it'll be 6-for-6 out of the first 12 picks in the 2024 draft. So far, Caleb Williams is on the pass of pass-fail. Jaden Daniels is the superstar of the class so far. Drake May is clearly on the pass side, and they expect very big things from him in 2025. Michael Penix Jr., we haven't seen a lot, but the Falcons saw enough to bench Kirk Cousins. Bo Nix got to the playoffs, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
McCarthy's the only one that didn't play. Now, history would tell us that that makes McCarthy the most likely to be a bust, because 6-for-6 has never happened. Look back to 1983, like half of the guys, and that's usually the rate, 50 to 40% of the first round quarterbacks end up being good. But it could be 6-for-6 from 2024. McCarthy is the key to making it a clean sweep, assuming Caleb keeps going up, May keeps going up, and Penix plays like the Falcons believe he'll play.
All right, let's assume that J.J. McCarthy does that and Penix does that. Of those six quarterbacks, Mike, do you believe Caleb Williams is best positioned to take the biggest step forward this year among those 2024 first-round draft picks?
Yes, for a couple of reasons. I think we saw from him in the preseason. Now, look, there isn't a lot that you can glean from preseason play. I always look to see if a guy passes the eyeball test. And I saw enough from Caleb Williams in his preseason game to make me think he can do the one thing that separates the great quarterbacks from the good quarterbacks. When things go sideways, can you make things happen either horizontally or vertically? Can you extend plays? Can you reset and find a receiver? Do you have the rapport with the pass catchers where they know where to go to get the ball when the play that was designed doesn't work? I think last year, start to finish. Now, we focus on the Hail Mary that went bad against the Commanders, but think back to the early stages of the season. I remember it was like week 3 Sunday Splash Report from Jake Lazor that had Mercedes Lewis, Cole Kmet, and Caleb Williams on the record, that they'd gone to Shane Waldron, the offensive coordinator, and said, "Coach us, let's go, let's do this." And then Waldron got fired. And then the whole thing fell apart in the Hail Mary, and then the coup de grace on Thanksgiving. It was just a season of turmoil. So you bring in Ben Johnson, you upgrade the team, and you settle things down. And I know that for a Bears fan, it's like, you know, I don't want to take the cheese again. I took the cheese last year and I got my finger caught in the trap. I'm going to be more hesitant this year to buy into the hype, but I think there are more tangible reasons to do it. But you still could get your fingers caught in the trap, because the one thing we know about every great coordinator, that doesn't mean he's going to be a great head coach. It's a different skill set. It's a different reality. And there have been plenty of competent offensive and defensive coordinators, so competent they become head coaches, that have flamed out in that job. But I think there's reason to be optimistic that Caleb Williams is going to take a big step and the Bears have an opportunity to really turn things around and win a lot more than the five games they won last year.
You know, it's funny. I just saw on the site, you got a story about how the Trevor Lawrence is in one primetime game. And you would think that 5 years into his career, former number one overall pick, kid, you know, great player out of Clemson, that they would be a little bit farther along. Now, you know, obviously they got a new coach in Liam Cohen, and they traded up in the draft for Travis Hunter. Will he be a receiver? Most likely a part-time defensive player. But I don't know why there is no juice to Duval.
Well, and it's funny because at one point the NFL sent out a graphic hyping their schedule release, and there were five quarterbacks in it, and Trevor Lawrence was one of them, which I think would be a reasonable clue that there's going to be more than one primetime game. And with one primetime game, it should have been against the Texans. They play close games against division rivals. Chiefs-Jaguars feels like Globetrotters-Washington Generals. Now, the Chiefs have a bad habit of playing with their food and making games close even when they shouldn't be, so who knows? But it is an indictment on the team and on the quarterback, especially when you throw Travis Hunter into the mix with still plenty of time to go back and refeed the factors and figures into the AI-generated schedule to get the Jaguars more primetime spots. That said, we know how it goes now. Late season, Sunday, Monday, Thursday, flexing can happen. So the Jaguars can play their way into primetime later in the year. But based on the schedule we've seen, the league is betting on them being as irrelevant, with one exception, as they've been in recent years, even with Trevor Lawrence as their quarterback.
Great stuff, Mike. Thank you, buddy. Great catching up with you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys. See you.
That is Mike Florio.
Good stuff.
Always fun to talk to him.
Yeah, good. He's good perspective on the entire league, and that is very interesting what's going on in Jacksonville, the lack of buzz.
Despite the fact they
drafted Travis Hunter, and they still have Trevor Lawrence.
And we want to let you know, make sure you tune in tomorrow morning for our Crosstown Series preview. That will be from 5:30 to 10. That's when we are live. And we will be doing our show from the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage in front of a studio audience. We'll have Tommy Hotovy, Ron Coomer in studio talking Cubs. We'll also have the White Sox TV team of Ozzie Guillen and Chuck Garfine in studio together at 9 a.m. plus. Popcorn will be provided by Nuts on Clark. Mr. David will do some popping himself. That's tomorrow, starting at 5:30 on The Score and the Odyssey app.
Did you mention Ron Coomer? Because Ron Coomer will be at Coombs Corner after the White Sox and Cubs play at Wrigley Field. Coombs Corner in Lockport, ready for a post-game party. Enjoy Yingling Game Day Bucket Specials, $12. Score some Yingling swag as well. Live music later that night. Don't miss the post-game party at Coombs Corner in Lockport.
And we mentioned the White Sox. The White Sox play this morning.
Today.
Later this morning. It's at 11:40 start in Chicago, I believe.
Yeah.
And they play in Cincinnati with a chance. They won last night in the Pete Rose game.
On Pete Rose night, the White Sox won It would have been a safe bet on the White Sox on Pete Rose night.
Hard to believe a safe bet. Yeah, Pete would have taken the Sox. No, he never bet against his team. Let's not get going on that stuff.
Sox are playing good baseball, but, Mully.
They have a chance to win their fourth consecutive game today.
Yeah.
That would be the first time since 2018 that they have won four straight. Is that humanly possible?
Yes, it is.
Is it and that long?
This month of May, we are mid-May. May 15th is today.
Yes.
They are 7-6 in the month of May. You know what the Cubs are? 7-6.
76 trombones.
7-6, both teams in town.
Big parade.
Not a surprise for the Cubs. Big surprise for the Sox.
I don't say this lightly, but we have the big broadcast tomorrow. We'll have everybody in, and mm-hmm. we will be arguing over all of, what could happen and what won't happen. Are we making any friendly wagers?
We sure could.
We could
bet you a batch of popcorn.
We could bet a batch of popcorn.
You don't like popcorn.
What kind of odds would you get on that kind of a? I mean, the Cubs we know are likely to sweep the series. So if the Sox could win a game, you'd have to give like 4-1 odds, maybe.
I don't think they're going to sweep the series.
We could bet $25 at 5-1.
How about
they
the
win
loser?
A game?
The loser gets a bag of popcorn from Nuts on Clark poured on them on Monday by the winner. How about that?
Would you promise to clean it up?
I won't be here on Monday, but I'll be watching on Twitch.
That's why.
Tyler Farengal promises to clean it up. Baby T will clean it up.
Baby T will clean it up.
How about?
He's pretty obedient.
The winner of the wager gets to pour the popcorn on Dustin whenever he actually shows up.
There should be a pouring of the popcorn.
If the creek don't rise, I'll be back on Tuesday.
All right.
So
we should think about that because
save some popcorn for Tuesday.
It's going to be a fun series.
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing that prevents any Cub fan from, or should prevent any Cub fan from being too chesty about the weekend. The Sox are pitching Shane Smith.
That's
They're
right.
pitching Sean Burke, and they're that's pitching right. Jonathan Cannon.
So that's
all three guys are pitching pretty well right now.
Shane Smith is probably their star.
I would think
Sean Burke, I believe, started the season.
Opening
season
day starter.
Opener. And if I'm not mistaken, Jonathan Cannon's been pitching pretty well.
He was dominant his last time out. Six innings, scoreless. And he was really good. Forget the spring training blip. Jonathan Cannon has started to look like the guy they thought he could be.
And Dustin, you're giving 5-1 odds on whatever the wager is that the Sox.
Well, I'm trying to find out exactly what's going on with Cade Horton. Did you hear him yesterday afternoon with the afternoon show?
We're going to do some work on the White Sox this weekend, and but I think you'll see him this weekend.
Friday, Saturday, starting?
Yeah, exactly.
That is Craig Counsell, who
the key to that, though,
he handled that very
if he,
well.
If he was being truthful and understood, if he listened to what Matt asked him, was Friday, Saturday, starting. So no opener monkey business.
I don't think he answered definitively. No, I don't think you can read that. I don't think he answered.
Well, you can read anything you want.
He was coy.
I think
he was coy.
I think he was also just avoiding whatever the question was.
Yeah, don't you think, Dustin? He was being coy.
Inquiry minds want to know, David.
I want Cade Horton to take the ball at Wrigley Field on Friday afternoon and go out there like a starting pitcher.
That would be glorious.
Like a major league big boy and strike out the White Sox. Strike out seven of them in five innings. Go five innings. Don't come in the second inning because you're worried about his anxiety level or because you're worried about the matchups. You're not facing the Mets top three.
But
you're facing the White Sox. Go out there and start like a starter.
I'm glad you actually finished that sentence because that is exactly what Craig Counsell said when asked about whether they were going to be able to start him as opposed to using an opener. He said
exactly
that. He said the Mets top three aren't the top three of every team in the league. He did that.
It was weird.
He did that way.
It was unorthodox.
Because of the three guys that were opening up. He did that. It was unorthodox. It worked.
The Cubs have spent the week overthinking things.
It worked.
They spent the last week overthinking things. Dansby Swanson leading off. Cade Horton as a relief pitcher. The opener.
Moises Ballesteros benched.
Michael Bush benched. Come on, Craig. I mean, I enjoy your stints and your candidness and all the stuff and all the
exactly
coming on the show, but we're overthinking things here.
Why don't we get him on?
I just did.
No, he's not listening.
He takes his shots as talk radio. That's okay.
Call him.
We're here to keep talking.
Why isn't he showing up tomorrow?
Hey, but this is a great question. It's 7 a.m. Tommy Hotovy, as you mentioned. 7 a.m.
I can't wait, because Tommy Hotovy, you know what he'll do? He'll give us a complete answer. And if he can't give us the reasons why, he will give us a complete answer.
Plus, we can find out what's up with Jameson Taillon's 7 home runs in his last
Exactly.
I know we're still working on the timing of this show. 7 a.m., Tommy in studio with us. 8 a.m., David popping popcorn. 9 a.m.
with Ron Coomer.
With Coom Dog. 9 a.m. is the Ozzie and Chuck show. Right?
Ozzie and Chuck. They're coming together, that's, I think, awesome. Maybe. I don't know.
That's like an award-winning show, isn't it?
It's a great show.
Yes. I think Ozzie won an Oscar.
They're both very good at what
Emmy
they do.
And an Emmy, Oscar.
Yeah, we're lucky to have them.
I believe he got a Grammy for that.
Did he get it? Ozzie can sing?
I believe so.
Can Ozzie sing?
Well, there will be no singing tomorrow.
Well.
No Grammy awards given out.
You're the one who ends up breaking into song more than I do.
Oh, forgive me for having a song in my heart, Mr. David.
Do you want me to go into Go Cubs Go?
Today, I hear the robins sing. Yeah, go into Cubs Go Go. Go Go Cubbies.
Whatever.
We've got Eddie O.
Oh, Pucks and Ponies.
We're going to...
I've been waiting show for this.
We're going to talk some Horace's Wilbur. Next with Eddie O. Mully and Hawn, the score.
Dulcinea. Am I wrong?
I have thought thee, love thee, dream thee, Dulcinea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
We've got Eddie O.
Oh, Pucks and Ponies.
We're going to...
I've been waiting all show for this.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. I love talking to the horses, and I love talking about the horses, and we are delighted to welcome in the man himself, Eddie Olczyk, joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Eddie is going to be on TNT Friday. The Leaves are at the Panthers.
Oh, my.
David, good luck
Nervous.
To you. And Eddie, welcome to the program as always. Good talking to you.
Welcome, Eddie. Yeah. Whoa, over there. Whoa.
You get a little hoarse, you keep talking about the ponies.
How are you, boys? Nice to be with you.
Doing well.
Always great to chat with you.
Oh, my God. I'm shot out of a cannon because I keep reading that, as obvious as journalism might be making a comeback, that a lot of people are kind of off them, don't like the two-hole, don't like necessarily what's going on with the quick turnaround. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of mad at Bill Mott, to be honest with you. I just think it's bad for horse racing. We really need to have all the, you know, the idea, the possibility of a Triple Crown. But, you know, he saw something. He knows a lot more than I do. So what can I do?
Yeah. I mean, look, Monty, I agree with you. Look, I mean, I think we're all disappointed, but you know, people can be disappointed at Bill Mott, a Hall of Fame trainer, has had some of the top, you know, horses that we've seen in our lifetime. Yeah. But I think horse racing has to adjust and evolve and maybe come into the year 2025 like other sports have over the years, where, as you guys know, I mean, home run fences in baseball have come in dramatically. You know, over the years, you've had the 3-point line in the NBA. It seems like the NFL is catering to rules with more offense and allowing, you know, offensive play to happen a little bit more. The NHL with the shootout and 3-on-3 in overtime. Horse racing has not changed. I mean, the horses do not have a voice. And I think in this situation, what I'm getting at is 3 races in 5 weeks. What's wrong with maybe adding a week in between the Derby and the Preakness? Go every 3 weeks. You know, maybe you go 2 weeks, and then maybe you push the Belmont back for an extra week and go 4 weeks. Look, there is no commissioner in horse racing. I'd like to see horse racing change. I think we have to do right by the equine athlete. And I think Belmont looks at his Derby winner and says, I just don't think he's going to be ready, and it's not going to be optimal for the horse, most importantly. And I'm not going to run him. I'm going to get ready for him 5 weeks later, and I'm going to run him in a Belmont going 1.5 miles. So I understand it's disappointing, but I think he's doing right by the equine athlete. That's the horse, and we got to live by it. And until horse racing changes and gets a commissioner or gets leadership at the top to be able to bring all parties together, and that's the owners, that's the trainers, that's the racetracks. I mean, as you guys know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff there, but you know, we just got to live with it, and we got a good field, and I think there's an opportunity. And I understand, Mully, about journalism. Like I was on top of them. Hopefully when I was on with you guys, people made money because we gave out journalism first, Baeza second. Baeza probably ran the best race of any horse in the Derby. He had some issues at the top of the lane and ended up finishing third, I think, at about 13.5 to 1. So hopefully we can make some people some money this weekend. And I don't like the quick turnaround for journalism. So I'm going to try to pick a horse that's going to get the jump on him and beat him on Saturday.
Historic weekend, Eddie, the 150th running of the Preakness. It's the last one at Pimlico, so there's a lot of that, a lot of nostalgia going in. So do you want to give us your picks now? What do you want to do?
Sure, yeah. I mean, look, journalism, you have to use them because I just think on numbers, analytics, and just watching, you know, he's done nothing wrong. I mean, he just, I thought his jockey, I'll be honest, I thought Umberto Rispoli, who rode him and is going to ride him again back in the Derby, I think instead of making, I think he got a little excited with a half mile to go. I think if he could have waited another 50 yards, 100 yards, and then pressed the button, maybe it might have made a difference. I don't know if he would have beat Sovereignty, but at the end of the day, I think he got a little excited. This race is a little shorter. I don't mind the post position number 2. I think there's some speed to follow. But I'm going to go with number 8, Clever again. Mm-hmm. A horse for Steve Asmussen, morning line 5-1. I think you're going to get every bit of that because I think the two horses are going to get bet, three horses that are going to get bet are the rail horse for Baffert, Goal Oriented Journalism, and then Sandman's going to get money because of the ownership group, and you know, and he ran in a Derby. So I think Clever again, you're going to get every bit of 5-1. He's got some speed. I think he's the fastest horse in the race. But I think if American Promise sends for D. Wayne Lucas in post position number 3, I don't think he'll have a problem, that being Clever again, to sit off the pace a little bit. So I'm going to go everything with the 8, Clever again, the 2, Journalism, and I'm also going to use the number 6, River Thames, for Todd Pletcher and Irad Ortiz. So those are the 3 numbers, but my pick will be number 8, Clever again, in the Preakness on Saturday at around 6 o'clock Chicago time.
Is there anything in the Black Eyed Susan?
I didn't think it was that great of a race, but as you know, Mully, on my preparation for game 6 in Florida on Friday, I'll have to be watching the Black Eyed Susan and just prepping for the hockey game. And I think I'm going to go with number 7, Reply, in the Black Eyed Susan, number 7.
Beautiful.
All right.
Beautiful.
So everyone's all set for the Preakness. We are all ready for a big weekend of horse racing. Now, can we get to the pucks after we talk ponies? Because,
sure.
Eddie, I know before we get to any Blackhawks question, but that game and series you're going to tomorrow night is huge in light of what happened last night in Toronto. I can't believe the Leafs didn't show up to that extent. What do you expect to happen Friday night in Florida?
Well, I think, David, look, I mean, I shouldn't say every team. That's not right. Most teams do have a game like that in the playoffs. Remember last year in the Stanley Cup final? Florida, I think, got smoked by Edmonton. What was it, 9-1, 8-1 in a Stanley Cup game? So, look, bad games are going to happen. Sometimes your goalie can keep you close. Now, the concerning thing is now they've had back-to-back games where Florida has had their way with them. In that 2-0 game was flattering. Joe Wall, the goaltender, in game 4 back in Florida, he played unbelievable. That game could have easily been 5 or 6-0, just like last night's game, and obviously it was 6-1. I think for Toronto, it's one thing. Be even or ahead after the first period. That's your goal. That's your only goal. Yeah, you want to win the game. You want to get back to Toronto for game 7 on Sunday night. But for me, it's about the first period and just gain some traction and confidence that way, because you know Florida's going to come out and try to win the game and win the series in the first period. So, yeah, it happens. Unfortunately for the Leafs, they had a 2-0 lead in the series. And, oh, by the way, they outplayed Florida in game 3 and they lost in overtime. And since that point, they haven't been able to get back on the track. So I'm expecting a competitive game tomorrow night, and we'll see how it all plays out.
Are the Blackhawks ever going to hire a coach, or are they just holding out until everyone is gone? I don't understand what they're doing. Are they going to promote the guy who finished the
Anders
season?
Anders Sorensen right now looks like he's as much of a candidate as anybody, Eddie, and I think that would be a concession if they do that. With due respect to what he did in the final, they've been looking for a coach since December 5th.
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't know. I mean, obviously, there have been, you know, during the season, you knew there were some interim coaches around. I mean, Boston still hasn't hired a coach. Seattle still hasn't hired a coach. Now, could there be some people available that I know that teams are interested in that are still working right now in the playoffs? Absolutely. So, you know, we talked about David Carl right before the Derby. Unfortunately, that didn't work out. And if somebody doesn't want to be here, you just tighten up the bootstrap. Okay, well, we're going to find somebody that does, and we're going to make the best of it. So I'm sure for Kyle and for Normie, I mean, they're working their tails off and they're trying to figure it out, and whoever that may be. But there's still things to happen. Like sometimes coaches become available when you least expect it, and you know, like, you just gotta play the hand that's dealt. And but I know that they are working extremely hard to try to get the next coach. Now, whether it's within, whether it's somebody on the outside, or you know, somebody that's off the radar, they will at some point get it figured out and get the person that they want. And teams have lists. you know, managers have lists on players, and sometimes you get them and sometimes you don't. And then you just got to play the next hand that's dealt, and that's how they're handling it right now. But again, there's still teams that don't have coaches, so I don't think it's I wouldn't be as excited as maybe a lot of people might be. If you didn't get David Carl, yeah, sure, you're disappointed because it seemed like that's who they were zeroing in on. But then you just, like I said, you got to play the hand that's dealt.
The Blackhawks picked up the third overall pick in the lottery, mm-hmm. and we had this conversation. You know, obviously that means they're unlikely to get a defenseman. I'm not sure they need one. The defenseman's supposed to go first. And we've had this conversation of, and I'm just curious your general opinion of it. Do you take then the best player available, the guy that can score the most, or given that they are challenged a little bit by size, do you take the the best, biggest player available? You know what I mean? Yeah. Would you be
a compliment to Bedard?
Yes.
Yeah. Knowing a lot of their players, but not knowing a lot of their depth players that they've drafted here recently and where they are. You know, I think most teams, and I learned this. Look, I mean, full disclosure. I mean, when I was coaching in Pittsburgh, some 20 years ago. I mean, I learned a lot of being in those scouting rooms and whatever. And I think the biggest thing that I learned and took from it was figure out who and what your players are before the rest of the league does, and whether if the guy's a first round pick or a fourth round pick, and you feel like, you know what, we just can't keep throwing bad money after bad money to a player that's never going to be more than a top six or a top nine forward. You got to make hard decisions and you got to figure it out. So I think that basing it on that, on what you have in the cupboard, then you're able to go ahead and decide on how you want to do it. Look, I think they're in a great spot. I mean, I think anything should be on the table for the Hawks when it comes to the draft. And look, if you can help your team and add a roster player, add a proven player, and if you drop down a little bit and maybe you can get the player that you want, it's a win-win, right? So I think for them, it's knowing where you were, where you are, and where you're trying to get to, and improving your team not only in the immediate future, but then also having the framework of about the big picture of getting somebody that you think will be here for years upon years.
Great stuff, Edzo. Always so much fun. Can't wait to watch you on Friday night and then make some wagers on Saturday.
Thanks, Eddie. Great stuff.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. It was good being on with you. Thanks for having me.
That is Eddie Olczyk. He's great at picking the ponies. I love it.
We got the picks. Yes. He got his perspective on the Hawks and the series. That series, Florida-Toronto, that's like the Stanley Cup final. That could be like the two best teams could be playing right now. I know I picked the Oilers. Oilers won last night, eliminated the Knights. But that's a great series he's going down to in Florida, game six tomorrow night.
You still confident in your choices?
Yeah.
You think it's going to happen your way?
Yeah.
Or dare I say Charles Barkley's way?
Well, Barkley's way, my way, that way.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking Leafs come back. Leafs and Oilers, that'd be great, even though Chelly'd be disappointed because it's all Canada final.
Yeah.
But you can't have everything.
Chelly, you're cheering for Canada? Hey, we've got, I believe, Layla and Marshall. And am I confused or is Mark Rohde here as well? No Mark Rohde. It's Layla and Marshall. Yeah, Mark Rohde. Apparently you offended him yesterday. He said something about he's taking a day off. He just had
because of me?
Well, I don't know why you confronted him.
Okay, sorry.
Maybe it wasn't us. It's Mully and Haw at Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.